We ask that you take us deeper into the things of the Spirit, that we might have knowledge that is knowledge indeed. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. Now, yesterday we began to lay the foundation for experience. The first thing we mentioned was spiritual facts. The second thing we want to mention today is the promises of God. The promises of God. The third thing that there is, which we will not be able to mention, is covenants. Covenants with God. Covenants. But for today, we'll look at promises. The promises of God. Or maybe we'll mix promises and covenants. And then you see the difference between a promise and a covenant, and how it impacts the impact upon our experience of God. But when God made promise, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 13. Are you there in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 13? Hebrews 6 verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willingly, more abundantly, to show us the heirs of promise, the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it with an oath. That by the two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we may have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Hallelujah. Now, we'll leave it at that point for now. Now, one of the ways God operates in dealing with his people and in showing his people that he has an expectation in mind before he called them is that he gives them promises. And God has that nature of giving his people promises. Hallelujah. The thing about a promise is that it is either conditional or unconditional. In a situation where the promise is conditional, it means that there are several things you need to do in order for that which God is saying he will do will come to pass. You need to do your part in order for God to do his part. Hallelujah. That's a conditional promise. And there are also promises that are unconditional. God will just tell you, I will do this. Now, so a promise is actually a commitment from God that you are going to enter into an experience, you are going to enter into a particular phase that God has guaranteed. Now, some time ago, one guy was going for youth service, and he came to me and said, Pastor, pray for me, because I'm going for youth service. So I told him that that's not how it is done. First of all, you are going to labor before God, which is the aspect we don't like doing. And then you are going to secure a promise from God. Alright? When you secure a promise from God before you go to the pastor, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe also in his prophets, so shall you prosper. It means that your prosperity is in the hand, You're doing well. It's in the hand of the person, that the messenger from heaven that God has sent to you. Now, that does not exclude you from carrying out spiritual exercises, hearing the voice of God, securing the mind of God. Now, you might say, okay, if I have heard from God, why do I still need the pastor? Why do I need the pastor? You need the pastor because the pastor, it is through the pastor's prayer, through the pastor's commitment to your life, that you will do well. You can have a promise from God and die. The promise is still valid, but you had no basis of doing well. Are you with me? So, believe in the Lord your God. God has said, okay, I'm going to make you great. I'm going to make you mighty. That's God's intention. In order for you to be established enough, for you to see that day where God will make you mighty, there is another thing that needs to happen. There are people that God has given custody over your life, and those people need to also establish that initiative that you want to embark upon so that it will do well. Hallelujah. So there are two sides to the coin. So I told him to go and seek the face of God and to secure a promise from God. And that's not too difficult to do. So the guy went and sought the face of God and came back and said the only thing he picked was that the cruse of oil shall not waste. The cruse, what? The cruse. The cruse of oil shall not waste. So he came to me. Then I prayed for him. When the list came out, he was posted to somewhere in either Abia State or Imo State, one of those states. And in the village where he was eventually assigned, he was a classroom teacher. He's very good in mathematics. He got an A1 in secondary school, and he read engineering, very good in mathematics. So he took it upon himself to teach mathematics to the end that the students will pass in their basic examination. Now, the students felt it was like salvation to them. And any time they want to appreciate him, it's only oil that they bring to him. Oil. You know, the promise was that the cruise. Oh, my. The cruise. They were not sure whether he had what to use the oil to cook. But any time they felt that he was a blessing to them, they brought oil. And it came to pass that throughout the 1 year that he stayed there, he didn't need to buy oil because God gave a promise that what? They could. It was on the day of the passing out parade that his bottle of oil that he normally tops when more supplies come. It was that last day of passing out that he was able to see the end of the prosecution of the mission of the oil according to the word of the Lord. Now, so God is such a God. It's a God that gives us promises. I remember many years ago, like 12 years ago now, you know, I was a Sunday school teacher. My job was to teach the Bible, to produce an outline and teach it on Sunday morning, you know, and all of that. So I used to do that. And one day in a dream, I felt God was speaking to me. He said, my son, you will teach the Bible, and after you finish teaching the Bible, you will demonstrate with my power. So it was a new kind of teaching that God was speaking to me. And that was 12 years ago. He said, I will teach and demonstrate what I'm teaching with the power of God. And it came to pass that I started teaching and demonstrating the things that I was teaching. Like 8 years after. 8 years after the promise came. The anointing to begin to operate in that promise was now established. I could walk in it. So God is a God of promise. Now, so the Bible says that when God made promise to Abraham. But I need us to know what a promise really is in the first place before we go further.
Because if God has not promised you something, it will be foolish for you to expect it. Be foolish. He has not made any commitment on that, as regards that area. You have not gone to get a commitment from God. It will be foolish for you to expect it. I got his commitment as regards teaching and demonstrating with power. And I was expecting it and reminding him of it. Reminding him of it. And it came to pass, the grace was released for me to begin to function in the scope of the promise that God has made. We measure our lives, our level of compliance, whether you are accurate with God, whether you are consistent with God. The way we measure it is not by circumstances and situations. We measure it by encounters and promises. What has God said? That will now show whether you are consistent with Him. Not. We don't measure it by circumstances. We measure it by what God has said. The encounters you have had with God. The things that you have gotten from the encounters that you have with God. That's the most accurate basis of evaluating your walk with God. Because if God has said it, you know, Abraham thought God was a man, and we'll go into the study in a moment of time. Do you have a microphone? I want us to understand what we mean. I want to confirm my curiosity, that we know what it means for God to give a man a promise. Then, if we do, we can now continue with the Bible study. Microphone. Barrister Ogbe, has God ever promised you anything before? Okay, so give us an account of that experience before we make progress.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When I gained admission into Benue State University, the financial demand, I was seriously scared by the financial demand. And I kept praying until he showed me a picture one day. So, subsequently, I didn't depend entirely on the picture he showed me. Whenever I was zooming, I would pray. So, on one of those days, I was praying and he told me, he said, believe. He spoke to me through John chapter 14 where he says, believe in God and believe also in me. He didn't just speak to me, but the thing sapped the anxiety, the fear that I was nothing towards the issue of the school. It sapped it away from my heart. And the man that was touching money but was never interested in giving me money, as at that time, he has two children that were in private secondary school that he was paying their school fees of 50,000. But I was going to school the first time, he gave me 8,000. And after I explained everything on earth, he gave me 5,000. The second time, he gave me 3,000. But after I prayed and I secured breakthrough, it was so much a breakthrough that when I was going to law school, it was that same man that gave me over 300,000. So God spoke to me, he said, believe me, believe in God and believe also in me. So let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. Specifically concerning the issue of my sponsorship. And that was how the man gave me money. And like the story that you told concerning that copper, the day I left law school, that was the last day that the door was closed. And nothing came from him again. So God told me specifically that he will take me through the school and provide sponsorship. And then he opened
that. Heard your story, Bumi? Have you ever received a promise from God? I want to confirm that we know what we're talking about before I start the Bible study. It's a bit technical, but let me confirm it first so that I will know that it's not only me that God gives promises. Because it's as if it's only me that God gives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I tell you that I know how long I will live, that nobody can use charm to kill me, I know where I'm coming from. I know what I've heard. Yes, I know what I've heard. I know how many times I've come close to death. I know that even as I'm speaking to you now, they are looking for me. I know. But you see, I ran to God and I was able to secure a promise. I know they are looking for me now. So I had to secure a promise from God. Yes, Bumi, you don't need to stand up. I'm already standing. Sit down. If you have never had a promise from God, pass the mic. I just want it to be. I don't want us to think these things are very too big.
Okay, I've had a lot of promises, but there's this one coming to my heart to share, and I don't know how. Maybe God will use it to bless someone. There was a season in my life where...
Now, before you continue, for instance, are you with me? I know a family that people don't live above 54 years. They die at 54. They die at 54. So this man gave his life to Christ, began to serve God and all of that. He's from River State. Serve God, serve God, serve God, serve God. And he received a promise from God that he was going to live beyond 54 years. On the day, 12 midnight, that you become 54, death came. So you know that it was programmed. Death came for him and he struggled. According to him, he struggled for like 1 hour. His breath was going, his heart was about stopping to beat and all of that. And he struggled like that for 1 hour. And when it was exactly 1 hour, bam, all the struggles ended. Life continued. He entered. So he came to fellowship and began to say, I made it. I didn't understand what I made it. I made it. He was the first in a long line of people in that family that saw 54 years early in the morning. And you know what? The guy is still bubbling. It was a promise that gave birth to that experience. A promise can be very powerful. It doesn't matter if your grandfather is an Ezemo and he has released curses on the family. Because God, once you can secure a promise from God, they say, okay, marriages are shaking your family. Don't worry. Just go to God, secure a promise. Stay tuned to God until you commit Him enough to be able to speak. They say, people don't marry from this village. That those days, a woman came to the village and they killed a woman while she was dying. She said, nobody, no woman will ever marry. We know there's no problem. But go to God and what? Secure a promise. Get a commitment. Get an immortal to give you a promise. And then let's see if time will steal it. All right, go on.
My mom, I remember when she was alive, she kept complaining of pains on her knees. Pains on her knees. And when she was traveling, she joined the vehicle and the vehicle had an accident. That was the cause of her death. But the story we heard was that when she was going into the bus, she kept refusing to sit on a particular position in the bus. And if she had sat on that position, she wouldn't have died. They asked her to sit there, but she said no, that she can't sit there, that because of her leg, she needed to go inside. And so that was how she sat directly behind the driver. And when the accident occurred, the heat was on the driver, and then she was the next person. As time passed on, I began to experience the same pain on my knee. The same knee, she used to have that problem, on her right knee. I began to have that same aching, very strong, on my knee. And I said, God, this same pain my mom used to have is coming again. And then the Lord, it was during one of the meetings, Daddy, while you were ministering, there was a statement you made, and I've been praying it. It hit my heart so strongly. The word was, nothing shall be broken, nothing shall be lost. Nothing shall be broken, nothing shall be lost. That was the word that just hit my heart. And whenever that pain comes, I just keep speaking those words. I keep saying, Lord, nothing shall be broken, nothing shall be lost. After a while, I notice the pain goes. And just like that, it's gone.
Hallelujah. You know, things that are spiritually related, they can bypass generations. They are transgenerational because spirits are involved. So people can inherit it. It's not only good things you inherited. There are terrible things you inherited because someone set the course of a spirit in motion. And if you are knowledgeable, you will do something about that situation. Hallelujah. When you begin to see a pattern, find expression. You will do something about that situation. You will go to God and secure a promise. Secure what? For instance, in my family, you have heard me say it many, many times. When you arrive at the age of 21, something terrible happens to you. And it is consistent. When you see something consistent like that, it's a pattern. It has spiritual causes. If you are wise, you will go and secure a promise from God before your own time comes. You can be in church and the pattern will still kill you. If you are seeking for an experience, you will look for a promise. Right? So I was the only one that thing did not affect. Because it was broken in my time. My two younger sisters were free. Because the thing was, I went to God to secure a promise. That was when God spoke to me and God said that, no, I've not only saved your life. Anybody that you are close to, that is genuinely your friend, your covenant of life will affect the person. Death will not be able to carry the person. I know how many times I've come to people's houses, and when I entered, I began to sense death. I know death so much that I can sense it. People around me have died so much that when I come to a place and death is just waiting to take somebody, I know it. I know how it smells. Because of that covenant I've had with God, when I go to a place and I sense death like that, I insist that death go. Death, he knows me. You know how many times we have come here during those our meetings and we say, hey, death. You know what happened. I got that anointing to be able to chase death away like that when me myself went to God to seek protection. And he gave me a promise. And he said, it is your life. It's not only your life alone you prayed for. Anybody close to you will be delivered from death. Hallelujah. Anybody close enough will be delivered from death. I know many people here, that because they are the first son in their family and their dad died, they came under attack and they started attending fellowship here. And then their uncles now say, you are a strong man. We give you that one. I've heard it too many times. One of our pastors like that, you know, we are many now. He comes from an established family of witchcraft. So when the dad died, I said, come, calm down. Don't go yet. So when he was about to go, I went to his house. And I prayed a very long prayer for him. It was when he went to the village. He met the wizards, chief wizards. The chief wizards. And they looked, because all the wizards were demanding so many things. I said, don't answer them, just hold on. And normally, if it happens like that, the wizards will send you a text message. They were wondering who, they did the things, it did not work. So when the guy came, they now came to greet him that, you are a strong man. He said, me, I am a witch. But you are a strong man. Is that covenant? I've told you people many times that even if you want to die, you can't die. Yes. All those things happened when I went to seek God for my life. I was under the radar for attack. And he gave me more than my life. If you don't understand how spiritual things are conjured, you may not know what to do. You know that doom is pending. He struck the first, struck the second, and you are the third. Go and seek. Let the immortal God make a commitment. A commitment that will put his integrity at stake. And I've seen it. I've seen the will of Ezemo has been defied many times. Amen. Hallelujah. Finally, pass the mic. Anybody of your choice, let's be sure that we know what it means for, Kate, Sister Kate. Have you ever received a promise from God? How does it sound? What did he say? How did he come? You don't need to stand.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, for me, one of the very first promises I had from God was when I went to serve. And one of those times while we were just going for one of our outreaches, as I was on the bike going with the bike man, the same scripture that you read that God gave the other brother,
the cruse of oil, the cruise came to you,
and the barrel of meal.
Is there any new copper? Anybody going to say
until the Lord sends
rain? Don't forget
rain.
The cruise.
But for me, that promise was a promise of finances and wealth. How that I will never lack. I will never lack anything. So after my service, and my parents were not happy, I didn't save anything. They said, "What do I have?" I will read the scripture loud and tell them, "This is what I have." That they should wait and see the manifestation. Even though I didn't have any money physically to show for the promise that God gave me, anytime they talk, I will raise this scripture and tell them, "This is what God told me. And I know that His word will not fail me." Eventually, I began to see the manifestation of this word in my own personal life.
And you have not finished seeing it.
I have not finished.
That your own transcends the youth service here. It's a life word.
Yes,
but
sir.
The copper, he did not negotiate properly. The lifespan of his own prophecy was for 12 months, unfortunately. And eventually the cruise failed on POP day. Amen. You have not seen, you are still in the process of realizing the full import of that promise that the Lord. Now, God is an immortal. That's first and foremost. That means God does not die. If a personality that does not die makes you a promise, it's as good as done. Secondly, God does not lie. He's not capable of lying. He's not capable of lying. It's not part of his nature. Anything he says becomes the truth. If the thing is not existing, if God says it, it will appear. He's not capable. He functions on an energy level that makes it incapable for him to lie. If he says something, it will become so. That's the kind of energy God has. So God cannot lie. God is immortal. God cannot die. And if such a personality gives you a promise, you can take it to the bank. You can depend on it. However, it was difficult for Abraham to rely on the promise that God has made. Because Abraham has had human beings make promises to him before, and they did not have the ability to deliver upon their promises. And so Abraham thought God was like a human being. And because God wanted Abraham to receive the blessing of the promise that he made unto him, God went a step further. Are you still with me? He went what? Now, you see, because of who God is, if he gives you a promise, makes a promise, he He doesn't need to give you proof that he can deliver upon his promise. But you see, Abraham was not confident in the promise that God made. So in order for God to ensure that Abraham doesn't miss out on the promise, God committed himself further by making an oath. Now, stay with me. Let's go back to the scripture. He committed himself further by making an oath. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. The promise was sufficient, but Abraham had not worked with God before. He was a newcomer in the things of God. So he needed an insurance policy to cover what God was saying. And so God knew the way men think. And the way men think is that when a human being gives you a promise and he now makes an oath, human beings are likely to believe it more. So God had to do that to Abraham. Not because God needed to do that. He did it because of Abraham. Because of Abraham's capacity to believe. God went a step further and he did what? He took an oath. Hallelujah. He made an oath. That oath was going to be the title deed. Was going to be the assurance that will back up the promise that he made to Abraham. Now, have you ever had God make an oath with you? That's deeper than just a promise. You know, as reliable as God is, he doesn't need to swear. But you see, there are several transactions in the spirit where God puts the stamp of his integrity by making a vow. That is not because God is not reliable, it is because of you, so that you can believe that God will deliver upon his promises. He will bring to pass that which he has spoken. Now, are you with me? You are not with me? I've worked with God for years. This is my 32nd year as a Christian. Not, if I'm counting being in a Christian home, it will be more than that. But I gave my life to Christ 32 years ago. All right? So, and I've worked with God ever since that time. One of the vow that God has made to me is that my vessel will never be without power. It's a vow. If I ask Joshua to go and play on the keyboard now, power will come here. I know it as much as I know that I need to breathe in order for me to stay alive. And the reason why God swore to me was not because he was not a God of integrity, but he wanted to help me to be able to receive that which he was offering me. I never knew that I was a vessel of power. I was created to manifest and demonstrate the power of God. It's part of my... I was created that way. It's God's ordination. But in order for me to have the faith to function effectively in that which I was created to do, at some point in my walk with God, God came and cut a covenant concerning that. Now, when God goes that way and he commits himself further, it's not because of him. It's because of you. He wants you to be sure of what he's offering you, so that you, in your heart will never waver. No circumstance will make you doubt. There are several things that God does. Now, so God gave Abraham a promise. He saw the way Abraham was treating the promise, that he did not believe that he, God, could just... He didn't believe that he could trust God and take God at his word. So God went a step further and did something that human beings normally do
to authenticate their utterances. He swore. And this was the statement that the oath was transmitted through. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 14, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now this promise was an unconditional promise. God was not saying, do this and I will do that. God said, surely in blessing I will bless you. Now normally this kind of utterance comes if you have passed a test. If you have passed a test in God, God subjected you to a test and you came out strong, you came out victorious, you passed the test. The expectation that heaven had was the result that was actualized in your life. It means that you have passed the test. So God gives you a promotion that is in form of an unconditional promise. Now if you notice that God gives you an unconditional promise, it is a proof that you have passed a previous test. That promise is in form of a package, a promotion package. Are you with me? Now if God gives you a promise and the promise is such that it's a conditional promise, it means you'll be passing the test alongside. One day I went to visit my father in the Lord. I told him I was coming to see him. So he said, all right. He said, do I have a meeting in the city? I said, no, I just want to see you. It's long since I saw you. Are you in town? Yeah. Are you available? He said, okay. So I went there. And normally when we tell him like that before we come, he prays, checks our future, checks everything. And then when you come, he will whisper to you, say, you know, he doesn't like talking too much. So that day when I came, he said, my son, you have a close friend. And this close friend that you have is limiting your destiny. If you can discover that close friend, it will be difficult to discover. Stay away from that close friend. Then God will multiply. The anointing you have today will be double. Now, so that's a conditional promise. The first thing is that what? Discover the friend. When you discover the friend and you stay away from that friend, then, so that's conditional. It means that the test is also part and parcel of the package. But when it is unconditional, you have already passed the test. So God gives you that promise as a promotion, a promotion package. Are you with me? I left his presence. And the supernatural things that happened by which I located that, I found that. That's when I discovered that somebody, all those people that people brought and say, see, I know he's a wonderful man. All of them that I did not check were wrong. All of them that I did not check were wrong. And the ones that it was God that introduced them to me, he gave me a witness, this one. All of those ones are corrected today. So after that word came, you know, if God speaks to you like that and you don't know what he is referring to, you go into prayer. And prayer is powerful. And after a period of time, some events then took place and it became obvious that this one was not sent by God. So because he's still born again and because he's a pastor, I had to detach from him like a pastor. Hallelujah. No quarrel. No challenge. Even though we saw the thing that the person did in trying to destroy what God was building, we didn't attack him. We just say, God bless you. And then after that, there was doubling. See, that was a conditional promise. But this
that was given to Abraham was a non-conditional promise, meaning that you had passed the test before God gave the promise. Now, can you check your life? Check your life carefully. If there's a current test that you are going through, you will need to go through that test before God will give you a promise. Maybe that's the reason why you are seeking for a promise and God has not spoken to you about what He will do. It's because of those tests that you have not yet crossed. If you survive that test, you will get the promise, because that promise is a promotion package. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. All right, so let's go back to the script. So after he had patiently waited, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife. So God had to behave like a man. That scripture gives us insight into the way men operate. Men verily do what? They swear by the greater. And an oath of confirmation is an end to all strife. So if somebody makes a statement and he swears upon that statement, you will know that the guy is here. So God also, wherein God willing more abundantly to show the heirs of his promise, the mutability of his counsel, he confirmed it with an oath. Now the reason why God did that was not because of him, God, was because of us. To show the immutability, the unchangeability of his utterances. In order to show his commitment, how he is willing to subject himself to bondage, to bring us to believing that which is offering, he had to go the way of taking an oath as an insurance policy to reveal the authenticity of the promise that he has made to his servant Abraham. Hallelujah. Now my question is this: has God promised you? If he has, then he will bring it to pass. While you were praying, my eyes were open. God gave me a promise just now. That's why I'm using this scripture. My eyes were open, and I saw the near future. We're not here again. This location, we had moved from here. Hallelujah. Details withheld, but we have moved. Promises can come in different shades and in different colors. When you pass a test, God gives you an unconditional promise. Because the promises God has been giving me in the past 2 months, 3 months, are promises that conditions are not attached. Hallelujah. There are great things he wants to do. Now, so these promises are gateway to certain experiences. So the next layer, after facts, the next layer, next foundation that leads to experiences in God are promises. 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 Now, if God makes a promise to you, and you want to draw from that promise, like God has made a promise to me about the manifestation of power. If I want to draw from that promise, I'll go back to God and I'll say, God, you know you said that when I'm preaching, there is a guarantee of your power. There's a guarantee of your presence. So when I finish preaching, I lead the people and they begin to pray. Then me, I go back to God. I say, you know you said that I was on my own. I was doing very well. I didn't have a problem. You came to me and told me that anytime I'm ministering, there is a guarantee of power. Now, that power of which you say there's a guarantee, I need a consignment of it, because we need that power now to do some things. Once I make that prayer, I know God cannot deny me, because he's the one that gave me the promise. The next thing that I need to do is to be sensitive to know how the Holy Ghost will come. The Holy Ghost can come through a song. He puts a song upon your heart, then you pick that song and you begin to sing that song, and as you begin to sing that song, the power will come. The Holy Ghost can come through a prayer point. He flashes a prayer point into your spirit. As you begin to lift that prayer point, the power can come. There are many ways by which it will come. But it must come because God has given me a promise. And my prayer is based on a promise. So he must come. But how he will come now is what I need to be sensitive to know. Hallelujah. You are not following me. So if you wake up in the morning and you pray to God, if he heard you, he will do it. But the problem is most times we are not sensitive to know how his spirit intends to implement that request. So you now miss the directive of his spirit, and then it now looks as if the request that you made did not arrive at headquarters. Meanwhile, you did not understand that you prayed into the spirit realm, and the result of your prayer will come from the spirit realm. It might be in form of an instruction you need to obey. It might be in form of something like that, something like that. That is what will take you into the economy of that which God is doing as a result of the prayers that you offered. If you have a promise, you can go back to God and demand what God has said and place demands on the integrity of God. But if you don't have a promise, it's difficult for you to work with. And that's why the Bible is full of promises. But the fact that the Bible is full of promises doesn't make those promises yours. It is the scripture that God takes out of the Bible and puts upon your heart that is yours. That one is yours. If you see the scriptures, if we see that God gives a lot of promises. It's a promise-keeping God and a promise-making God. A promise-making God. Now, if you walk with God consistently, you will notice that God gives promises before he brings performance. He gives promises before he brings performance. When I was married, God spoke to me. I was on my knees in place of prayer. And God spoke to me. He said, I have prepared your wife. And I will bring her to you. That means God has exempted me from the hard work of going to search. He exempted me from it. Say, I prepared and I will present. So searching was excluded. But that's not enough. The day he will do the presentation, you must be in the spirit to be able to see what he's offering. Hallelujah. You must be in the spirit. The promise was spoken by the spirit. And there are going to be instructions that will come from the spirit in keeping with that spiritual promise for you to see the manifestation come to pass. That's how God works. Hallelujah. There are a lot of promises in the Bible about healing, but not every believer is healed. The scriptures have revealed that it's God's will for his people to be healed. Now that you know that it's God's will, you need to go into God's presence and secure a direct commitment from God about your own case. Secure what? A direct commitment from God about what? Your own case. Secure a direct commitment from God. When I noticed that they were not promoting me in the office, I went to God. I said, God, this job that you gave me, this is the instruction you gave me, that I should do this and this. And I'm doing it. Except you are telling me that I'm not doing this thing. But if it's true that I'm doing it, then this should not be my condition. God changed my story. So I went there. Oh my, I don't want to go too far to expose the things that God spoke to me and how I used it in the place of prayer. That is what makes my prayer powerful. I stand on promises. I make demands on the integrity of God. That's what makes the prayer powerful. If we are going, hallelujah. Are you still with me? Stay with me. Joshua, play a tune from there. Play a tune. About 16 years ago, I was praying and fasting and watching a video. That's the first time I realized that an impartation could come across the video, the TV screen. That you can actually receive healing watching somebody over the screen. Right? So there was an impartation that I received. It took 16 years for that impartation to mature. Because the impartation is a seed. It's a seed. A lot of my friends were calling me from Lagos that they went for Benny Hinn's meeting and he released impartation. It's a very powerful experience. But you know what? An impartation is what? It's a seed. See, I received that impartation like 16 years ago. It took 16 years of consistently walking with God before I realized the impact of that impartation. That's how spiritual things are. When somebody in the village, they give the person witchcraft, it takes years before the person can realize how to use that witchcraft. Because the thing that was imparted to the person was a spiritual thing. It takes time. Sometimes it might take 21 years before that witch can learn how to use the impartation that has been released to fly in the night. Many times, when we receive these things in seed form, we are likely to despise it. We are likely not to be conscious of it. So in order to make us conscious of it, God gives you a promise. After he gives you that impartation, he then gives you what? And as long as you keep pace with him, that seed begins to grow. Begins to grow. Begins to grow. Hallelujah. I think it's this year that my mom realized what was happening with me. I have not had a body for my state all this while until late last year. God began to encounter me that he had opened the door to my state. So they invited me somewhere and I decided to go. So one of my mother's friends came there and the anointing was so powerful. And God spoke to me. He touched me here. And when he does that, it means that there's somebody that is dead. And I was teaching people about the Holy Spirit, how he speaks, how he communicates. And while I was doing that, so I gave the call that there was somebody with this condition. At the end of the day, there were five of them. So I prayed. And while I prayed, normally when I prayed like that, I feel something large in my heart opens. When that thing begins to close, it means the answers to the prayers have started coming. So when I pray like that, let's say there are sick people, and I pray, it opens. When it begins to close, it means the answers are coming. So it began to close. So I knew one person was healed. So I said, one person had been healed of this condition. And then they were coming, I was still teaching. I said, okay. Now, this is how the Holy Spirit responds. This is how another person got healed. And it continued like that until we could no longer control the meeting. Power became so much that my lecture had to end. Even though the reason for the power for that meeting was so that I could lecture, demonstrate, and then show the people with visual aids how tangible the power of God can be. And I was doing that. And my mother's friend was in that meeting. My mother's friend went back and told my mother, God forgot all of us. It's only you remember and gave you this kind of son. But you see, the point is this. That spiritual thing that became a blessing like that came in form of a seed. And in order for you to know where the seed dropped, God gives you a promise alongside the impartation. Right? And so that impartation was Benny Hinn. I was watching him on the screen and he prayed and it affected me. That's why I'm not running to Abuja now. I have received, if I can stay here and nurture that seed, it will produce exactly what Benny Hinn has to do. I'm still nurturing it. It's because of that seed that God gave the promise. There's already something at work inside that will eventually produce what he has said. So he uses that promise as a landmark to identify where he has planted his seed. Promises are powerful. They are powerful. Now, we are going to pray a strange kind of prayer. Has God ever promised you something? We are going to remind him about it now. That's all I ask of you. If God has promised you anything, remind him. Just remind him about that which he has promised. Remind him. Remind him right now. Promises are landmarks. They are landmarks that actually identify that seeds have been sown on the soil of the lives of men. They are great landmarks. And if you nurture that seed, it can become great. It can become mighty. Remind him about it. Is it about your son? Is it about your daughter that God spoke about? Remind him about it. Is it about your life? Is it about your marriage? Remind him. Remind him. God spoke a direct word, probably through one of his messengers to you. And as he spoke it, it clicked upon your heart. Remind him. By two immutable things wherein it is impossible for God to lie, that we may have a strong consolation. A strong consolation. The accurate response to a promise from God is supposed to be a strong consolation. Remind him right away.
Ezomena braske zaika pata manta mabahora na shika. Ambra mama marata barata baselus kambreza manda baburia. Ayatoma, stand upon that promise and remind God. Remind him. Until there's a strong consolation upon your heart. The Bible says that by two immutable things wherein it is impossible for God to lie. Stay tuned. Don't break your commitment to that prayer. Don't break it. Keep going. Don't be distracted. Put your heart in what you're saying. Put your heart in it. Sia conta la toranese, Antone Brake Sabarata, Akabalata Branta Babulibalatuske, Maita Cola Manta Labarate Bascubrinata, Shababonde, Shabalasketo, the Kabarata Prask. Put your heart in it. Manatum Shamante Briada Babula Maskayata, Barana Santa Babarakata Baburimala Sebre. Palata kansa manta barata branta babosa mahala manta namabori makaske samina. Put your heart there. Put your heart in that prayer. Put your heart in that prayer. Put your heart in it. Talo maselita, mayato nasalita, anta namabata branta babosa mata, akabata branta basakata, ikabarata branta basakata. Ikabalata branta babonata, antalabarata branta bashamata babonia, esombre zamin tokoria balatuske, Mayata la barata danta papasa panta pre. Ancoma na toma ne caseli macula natale bocuria. Ancoma santa planta mayata. Ancaparata planta basopre. Ancaparata planta casala baranda. Ancaparata planta basopre que te la harabatea. Ecoma santa planta babolama. Remember, remember your words. Remember your words. Remember your words. Esaleto compre mazaike. Ekabata barata. The God that cannot lie. The God that cannot lie. Put your heart in your prayer. Put your heart in it. Antaleso menekania. Enko mantala bapuri masepre. Makapeto se. Makapeto se. Iga barata se mose vriakante bregede. Maya kosa makayete kasketa mina branta babonia. And hombre samanto pray, put your heart in it. Esamina keto brata babalatua. Ayakamate, sepreske zamota. Makayeto mina saleto. Enso mina branta babaratos kamprekete la caria brata baba. Enkaba baba santo. Ayato minzo pray, sakila makanta babonia. Ayekakana masupri, zika boda. Akabo samate baliko patua. The God that cannot lie. Kalababayatosi. Kalabayatosi. 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 Ansomene kaste salena. Ankabalata blanta basore. Akabalata, akabalata. Put your heart in it, put your heart in it. Ikabasanta baboria sata. Ikabasanta blanta babola kaske haiseike. Endorobo Santa Branta Basakata. Ai Kabala Marana. Ai Kabara Nas. Nasamanta Babora. Aseto Mahayamoda. He will not lie to you. You will not be the first that he will lie to. You will not be the first that he will lie to. Yes, you will not be the first. You will not be the first. Esopre Zabene Keta Mandorosa Edabasa Mantalaba Horia Saka Manda Prescoba Akarantalaba Rata Masayeta Compre Makosa Mantaleso Beto Ecosa Mantalaba Horia Mantalaba Sabalata Mantalaba Retos Cante Ecomba Rata Sayato Mina Cantelia Ecampesa Manta Branta Babola Capata Mantalaba Rata Seto 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 Setoma, Agayato Menekase, Agayato Menasanta Baboria, Asemaik, Asemaik. He will always come to confirm his word. He will always come, he will always come. Isamento Capata Ecova, Icapata la Papataya, Escombre de Telas Cabaratomba, Esoma Saisa Deco, Pareso, Peracante, Ecomparasaya Canta Babora Mante. Put your heart in it. 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 Ekabalatosema. Aito kampres gaba sata manta lama baraka. Ah, na 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 na. Yes. Put your heart in it. 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 And God comes to confirm his word. Put your heart in it. Put your heart in it. Put your heart in that prayer. Akama, 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 akama. Sobre samata kapata labata. Kapata labata, zika talabata. Anka baba, yaka baba baba here. Eso presata mansa la barate haya. Esca branta babodeta mene. Esca mantoria saca branta. Esca matayata. Eca pata mansa la barata. Aca pata tayete. Aca bayatos kamahantale. Eca palatos ke. Put your heart there. Put your heart there. Put your heart there. Ama kante so moko koria salima. Mendele soko mahayapo. Mendele suke masayango se la kanda.
cannot lie. We hold you by your words. Open up the highways to your people. Somebody here. Somebody's pursuing you. Somebody is pursuing you. Pursuing you to do you harm, to do you injury. That's the first case that God has said I should deal with tonight. Before I mention the second case, Amalita Kabela Kuskesa Minato Asakai Mako. Pursuing you. Ukovaroso Manoe. Pray now. God will help me find the person they are pursuing so that we can pray for that life. We can pray for that person. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have a covenant of life with you, not a covenant of death. We have a covenant of victory with you, not a covenant of defeat. And so tonight I ask that if there be anybody in this hall tonight, and those that are hearing under the sound of my voice, hearing through live streaming, and just in case there is one that is being haunted, one that is being pursued, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, in order for me to be able to know this one, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand and put it on that life. Stretch forth your hand and put it upon that life. Holy Spirit, there is only one. Okay, he's coming. Thank you, Lord. Stretch forth your hand. That one that is being pursued, that one that is being pursued, pour an anointing upon that one. Pour an anointing so that we can identify that vessel. That one that is being pursued, that one that is being pursued, I ask, oh God, that you touch that life, touch that life, touch that life, so that we can identify the person. We have a covenant of life with you, not a covenant of death. We cannot live in the bondage of fear. We cannot live in the bondage of fear, of oppression. And that's why we run to you. That's why we run to you. That's why we run to you today. That's why we run to you today. That's why we run to you. I ask, oh God, let there be a higher measure of your grace on that life. A higher measure. A higher measure. A higher measure. A higher measure of your grace. A higher measure. So that that individual can be identified. A high. Oh my God. 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 A higher measure. A higher measure. A higher measure. A higher measure. of your grace, a higher measure of your anointing, a higher measure, a higher measure, a higher measure, a higher measure. We attack that situation. Lord, this life, we bring her under cover. We bring her under protection. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We decree tonight that one that is haunting her will not succeed. Ayakoma, 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 Selakoma, Aiteke nakata mokotomo, Aiteke nakesama, Ayakoma naikapaka. Every arrow that has been shot already, every arrow that has been shot already, with the intention of injury, with the intention of injury, with the intention of something negative today, in the name of Jesus, I command that arrow to lose its grip. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I lose her. Mata yekosami akayato mina samina. Now give me water. Give me water. Isamaya hone daika branda basuke. Aita kanda. Aita kona. Aita kona. Aita kona. Manta lava bora. Isamanteli naske tombre zakamayato. Every arrow shot into her tummy, every arrow shot into her tummy, I command it to be dissolved. Let it be dissolved now. Let it be dissolved. In the name of Jesus, let it be dissolved. In the name of Jesus, let it be dissolved. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. No, you are wasting this one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, take this one and touch it. Put it there and break it. Now listen, there is another grace we need to deal with. Listen to me. One of you here on this row and that row, from what I'm seeing that the enemy is trying to divert something that was meant for you. There's a diversion exercise. By now you were supposed to have received that thing, but there's diversion. Person from my vision is here. Hallelujah. Can you do me a favor? Stretch your hand this way and begin to pray against that diversion. Pray against that diversion. Is a malatam. I am Anta Mama. I am Mama. I am Mama. I am Mama. I am Mama. There is a conspiracy of diversion. Ega malando minasanto beni. Ila mama ya to minasante la bina kanto minazaila kore mani.
Jesus.
Father, look upon your children. That one that the devil has orchestrated in the spirit to divert blessings that are supposed to come upon his or her life. I ask that you begin to anoint that person so that we can know the person. Begin to anoint that person. Begin to, yes, he's coming stronger. Begin to anoint him. Anoint her. Anoint him. Anoint her. Anoint that person. 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 It's coming stronger. It's coming strong. I sense it. Anoint that life. Anoint that life. Release that grace. 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 Release it. Release it upon them. Release it upon them. I ask, oh God, that that anointing. Mahambola Boroko Samahabalakaya. Akambala Seko Baria Kamba Hazaila. Ekombra masika baratos keza barato ikabalata maseko saika. Diversion. 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 Every form of 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 diversion. Of this issue of diversion in the spirit. Release your spirit. I ask that you release your spirit. I ask that you release your spirit. I ask that you release your spirit. That is issue of my God.
Amama le sopo koria marika sabi. Thank you. Let it be resolved once and for all. Let that which the Lord is offering, let it come. Thank you, Father. Anywhere you are, you can speak in tongues for 2 minutes. There's something I'm seeing is not clear. It's not very clear. It's not clear. Talk to him. Listen. I'm seeing a woman. This woman has a mirror. A mirror where she used to invoke people. When she invokes you and you appear on the mirror, she can now strike you. I'm seeing her. There's my Jesus. There's one of you that is an object of attack. This one is done by a woman. A woman.
Now, that is all we want to pray for. That's the third thing we need to address today before we run away. Now, can you ask that work of witchcraft will be destroyed? In fact, curse that window, curse that mirror. There's a wicked woman, manipulating people. I have come in a sanctuary in a branch of a baratwa. Shame in a branch of a lavia of a sham in a branch of a boliva latte. Manta lava rata, branch of a samanta lava rata, branch of a boliva latte. Manta lava rata, branch of a rata, in a branch of a boliva latte. Entamanata branta basamina branta baboliva natali. Angabalata branta basamina branta baboliva natali. Agamantala baratamina zaila kansebregede. Agamantala barata. Agamantala barata. Agamanzebre. Agamanzebre. Zaita cause a mata branta baboliva natali. Esomina branta basakata. Angamanata branta baboliva lata. Angamanata branta basamina branta baboliva lata.
In the name of Jesus.
There's a serious matter. Okay. Let those your children come. Because the person they want to strike is female. And the person that is striking people is female. An old woman. There is no way that woman will not be a grand, but great grand, and those type of people. Hallelujah. Now. I also saw you too. Join them. There's an old woman that is resisting you. Now, if what I'm saying is true, you will see the confirmation. If it is true. Yes. Maya Tomine Gaske Zaila Kore Masika Barato. Maya Tomina Santomina Branta Babalato Nasome. Maya Tomina Sempriada Babolima Kaska. Maya Tomina Santa Priada Baboloko. Maya Tomina Santa Priada Babalata Branta Baboli. Mayato Salaba, Mayato Seleketali Makuran, Aita Malato, Aita Selekandolo Salankum Barata, Aita Malabraska Salama Ratamina Branta Baboli Malatalia, Ali Mama Mamasika, Ali Mama Mamasika, Ali Mama Mamasika, Ali Mama Mamasika, Aita Kona Masika, Aita Kona Masanta. Aita ko namasanta. Esa mana katabala. Isa kaske somena. Aita kanama. Aita sonte manakanda. Aita kaya. Mala sakoko. Ile selekuria marakuri masanta. Ayato malakaya masanta. Ayato malaseka bala marakala.
Eso malakate, eso malakas kesaika, esa laro no kora mande hazi, esa maro kaza nata, esa mara sala, esa mara sala kaila, asa meno kabe, esa manta labo rokosa, esa miaka, santo makande, sametomba kadea, ika mankadea, ika selabo, ika selabo, aika banda atabene. La, 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 la. Yes. Every curse that an old woman peeping through a mirror have placed on you. Alamo kaskena ante. Yes. I bring word from the Lord. And I reverse that utterance. I reverse it. Yes. Enteleno kosa mayato. In fact, right now I have news. Listen to me. This woman that I see. Obviously, there are two women now. There are two women. Don't weep. These two women are cut off. These two women are cut off. For you, from the day the news of your getting married went out, your attack started. I'm seeing spirits that were dispatched to frustrate you, to frustrate you. I have news. Those two women, they are dealt with. Every curse that was laid on you, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper. Do well. Be established. Let your desires come to pass in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper. Ziato man kaya mo sika kaya mo sika kaya mo sika kaya mo lige berete isamoni alaba mo isamoni na man. What you could not do before, what has not happened before, let it happen from now. We need to do some sanitation before we close today. Some sanitation. Alright? This is how we are going to do it. We just have like 5 minutes. Eh? But in this sanitation, focus on your family members. Speak in tongues. Just for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Let me see. You know, once you are praying about something, it's very likely that God will open my eyes to begin to see. Very likely. Begin to pray right now. Time for sanitation. Ebereneke sokomo. Ebereneke santa babori. Aitokane meresato planta babolo koba. Endoroko sika marato mene kaskesa mena planta.
Put your heart in that prayer. Put your heart in that prayer. Put your heart in that prayer.
I am a moradela, moradela, sangla la barada, mena bose maliman negele. I am a moradela, bole ma sangla la barada. I am a moradela, lila bole bada zelade. Zila mama de la mode mazahina hanemo. Zimana de la tali bole ma lila de la de nebo. Zimana de la de la de ma sangla la barada. Anna la de Somina gande brode manande manige Somina gande brode la bahore Amena bobo bosha brode manande Anna la de Somina la Somina galande Ai tamo Ai tamo lina Ai tamano kusele Anna malade Ai tamano
Oh. Amina so bena kamele. Ambala so daluma. Alelalo. Yes, it has opened. It has opened. It has opened. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh. Imamana devokanamana. Isamana devokanamana. Isamana selabona. Selabona. Aye, aye. Matele koboro senamatebo. Matele bote manama. Aye la bobo saka madegade, imbramata bo mana. Aye kabarado masalima, salima kade la bo. Bona pereka ye babo madena, babela dena burunena. Ika barabo sana, barabo sana, ayata sana ma. It has opened. Ah, 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 yes, this is the end of that satanic affliction. This is the end of the curse.
Listen.
I saw something like an eagle. A black eagle. A fierce eagle. And this eagle was stealing to come and steal. And nobody hindered the eagle. It was never hindered to come and steal. Go back. I saw that eagle stealing from you. An eagle. And because you could not spiritually rise up in the place of prayer to contend with that which was orchestrated against you, it took place without any form of hindrance. God is saying, if you can arise in the place of prayer, that which was taken from you shall be restored. But if only, because I saw that when the eagle was coming to steal, you are awake. The thing came, he stole. But it was nothing you could do about it, because you had not developed yourself in a place of prayer to contend. Arise. A new door has been opened. The things that took so much time to happen now. I just wanted us to pray and enter it. Ah, it's open. It's open. It's open. It's open. Can you give him glory? Give him praise. That's all. It's open. The door is open now. The door is open now. It's open now. It's open now. It's time to enter. It's open now. It's open now. It's open now. The test is over. The test is over. The door is open now. It's open now. It's open now. It's open now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now let's pray together. Lord, we thank you today. Thank you today. Thank you for the refreshing that has come from the presence of the Father. Indeed, you are a promise keeper. A God of covenant. Fulfill your counsel in the lives of your people. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name. See, the Holy Ghost is still working, but we have to go because of time. He's still working. He's still working. Still working. I'm seeing a fire. A fire. A fire. It's burning a bush. It's burning something like a bush. And the fire is mobile. It's moving. It's moving. It's mobile. It's mobile. Now, if we continue this meeting, we may not recover ourselves on time. But I have a word for you. The door is open now.